July 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, obedience to the commandments means obedience to all 10 of the commandments, not just some. The 10th commandment dictates, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Adherence to this commandment hinges on obedience to commandments 6 and 7 as well. Once again, this obedience must be in the heart, as envy starts in the heart first, before it is acted upon in the world. I permit the soul to admire another's goods, but not to crave another's possessions. My provision is perfect and complete according to my will for each soul. It is up to every soul to hold his desires in check according to my divine will for him. Those who have much in the world are called to share with those who have little. This is my way of providing for the poor. My commandments are not just guidelines to salvation. They are laws which I carved in stone, not to be negotiated at judgment, but to be accounted for. These laws strictly hold each soul accountable, and obedience to my commandments needs to arise from a loving heart. In my omnipotence, I watch each soul's response to my laws. A note is given to read Matthew, chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.